Coach, I don't want to, you know, dwell on a whole lot, but I want to focus on the positives, building on this foundation of this football team. But what did you tell your guys at the end?
Told them, you know, I've got to do a better job of coaching this group. I mean, they battled their tails off. They did everything I asked them to do during the week, and they fought. We talked at halftime what we needed to do to go back to second half and put ourselves in a position to win the game. And, you know, I didn't make a good decision on that 4th and 1, and it really affected the momentum of the game. And, you know, I told them that's on me. They did everything I asked them to do in that game.
What played into that decision to kick or not to kick?
Greg, I really thought that we would get that touchdown, and when we got the ball back, we'd be going to win the game. And I wanted to be aggressive, and I wanted us to win the game. And, you know, there are other ways to win it, overtime, get it 24. But at that time, I said, hey, let's get this in the end zone, and when we get it back, we're going to be, you know, taking it with possession to win the game.
Coach, building on the play of your quarterback, Christian Ponder, tell me about his play today.
You know, he had his ups and downs early in the game, and just, you know, to his credit and his perseverance, which is one of the things that we've talked about before as a part of his DNA, he just battled and made some plays in that second half that really helped put us in a position to try to win the game.
A lot of guys, because it was a hard-fought game, you know, with injuries, a lot of younger guys had to step up and play. Talk about the play of some of those young guys on the defensive line and in your secondary.
I tell you now, we had some guys dropping today, and we came into this game a little bit depleted, but the guys that had to play, they played extremely, extremely hard and played well. At times, Mistral Raymond, Lorenzo Booker, Toby Gerhardt, just a number of guys, Alan Reisner, you know, coming up from the practice squad and competing. So, you know, our guys are fighting, you know, credit to them. I mean, Bennett Sapp out there, you know, we get him off the street, and he's battling, trying to make plays for us. And, you know, we just got to, you know, figure out a way to get a win.
Coach, I don't want to diminish any injury, but the one to Cullen Leffler, you know, being a former punter, that really, you know, kind of shakes me in my boots a little bit. But Jared Allen comes in and does a phenomenal job.
He did a terrific job. You know, he worked on it a little bit in practice as for an emergency situation when Cullen was back, down a few weeks ago. And but we were all having our fingers crossed that he wouldn't have to get in the game. And then he gets in the game, and he does a great job. And, you know, credit to Jared. I mean, a tremendous athlete, and, you know, we didn't really miss a beat.
Yeah, because Mike Morris was really blowing my phone up, wanting to know if he needed to get on a jet to come up here. But talk about the play of your defensive line that really stepped it up in the second half.
Big time. I mean, they had like 6 to 6 yards rushing, and they were finding some seams in our defense. We talked about what needed to happen going back this second half, and boy, did they step up. I think they may have gotten 30 yards the second half, and credit those guys. I mean, they have a lot of pride about their run defense, and this is an offense that has prided themselves on running the ball, and for our guys to play the way they played in that second half was huge.
E.J. Henderson, one of your leaders on defense, stepped up very active, very physical today. Talk about his play.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. You know, E.J., coming out of the bye, he has played at a high level in these three games that we've had. And he's leading with his actions, and he's verbally speaking up more. He's really added a lot to our defense and our team.
Toby Gerhardt replacing Adrian Peterson.
Toby went out there and was a warrior all day long, you know, battling, got some tough yards for us, helped to keep some drives going. And, you know, what we expected from Toby, we got it. I mean, he plays hard, and he's always prepared, and he did a great job for us.
Coach, I can't end this without asking you about Percy Harvin. What does he mean to this, you know, special teams? And special teams really stepped up big time today. But tell me about special teams and Percy Harvin.
Percy is a special, special player, special person. He has been exemplary all this season. And, you know, with Adrian down, he was our primary playmaker, and that's what he did today. He made plays for us. We get in a situation where we need a big return because we're conscious of how much we're using him on offense. And, you know, he volunteered. He said, you know, Coach, I'm ready. And, man, he delivers. I mean, just a great job by Percy all day long.
Coach, thanks for your time.
All right, great.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier, 24-14 at the Georgia Dome. Hey, must back to you guys in the Twin Cities.